Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This really tough stretch, as statistically unlikely as it was, it happened. If you run 10,000 simulations on teams that are supposed to be a 500 team, eight times would you run into a 4-24 stretch according to Fangraphs. So less than 1% chance of what we just experienced. But what we experienced is real.
That was Pirates general manager Neil Huntington yesterday on his weekly radio show, uttering those soothing words we all needed to hear in the midst of a 7-27 stretch that has completely obliterated any chance the Pirates had of being competitive. As we look to our North Star, Neil Huntington, for guidance, he is there with soothing words like, if you run 10,000 computer simulations on a team with a projected 500 talent level, this only happens eight times. I ran 10,000 simulations of my show today, the PM team, minus Andrew Filippone. He'll be back tomorrow. I ran 10,000 simulations on the home supercomputer, and only eight of them turned up a good show performed by me, but I think I'm in the midst of one right now. Can you think, in your wildest dreams, of anything so ridiculous to hear as a justification to some extent for what has gone on then? Yeah, there was a Fangraphs article about 10,000 simulations and how infrequent it is for a team to go 4-24. Of course you can't, because no other GM would say that. If that had somehow happened to the New York Yankees, if Brian Cashman had somehow put together a team that was a projected 500 talent level team, and they had gone 4-24, and George Steinbrenner was still alive, and Cashman had done a radio show where he said, well, you know what, it's funny, we ran through the projections. Steinbrenner would have fired him before the computer simulation sentence was over. He'd have barged in the room like Kool-Aid Man and said, you're gone, giving him the hook. That Neil Huntington, and he did this again, did Neil Huntington, with a straight face, a way of trying to soft pedal the fact that things really are this bad. Like, at the end, he knows what he's saying is absurd. So he says, hey, but it might have been a computer simulation, but what has happened to us is very real. But he wants you to know, in bringing up those numbers, he does. He wants you to know how unlikely it is that his team could have fallen off a cliff so suddenly and so totally. There is a note of defiance in bringing that up in the first place that I don't like. Own it. You built a really bad baseball team. They are every bit what their record says they are. They are a 51-win team right now. They have 72 losses. They are only underperforming their run differential by one game. They'd be 52 and I can't even do the math now because my eyes are like hurting thinking about it. They'd be 52-70, I guess. 53-70. They stink is the point. 51-72, they'd be 53-70. And Neil Huntington wants to tell you about how unlikely a bad run, like, he's almost telling you, like, hey, you just saw history. 10,000 computer simulations, this happens less than 1% of the time. Feel lucky, feel fortunate. It's rare, historically almost impossible for a team to be this bad. I hope you're enjoying it. And here, so that on its face is the preposterous thing. That's what it's easy to make fun of. Like, dude, don't bring up computer simulations in this or any other universe, even if they're accurate. Fangraphs is. The people that run Fangraphs are smart. I would, 10 times out of 10, 100 times out of 100, 10,000 times out of 10,000, want my general manager to be a guy who is aware of what Fangraphs is writing, aware of what trends are, etc. And for a long time, Huntington was, but now I think the trends have sort of passed him by. The insidious little thing in there, though, is this. when Neil Huntington says that the simulation is run based on a team with a 500 or so winning percentage level of talent, that concedes that Neil Huntington was trying to build a team to go about five, that he thought the talent level was 500 or so for. That's a concession. Yeah, I was trying to build an average team and hope everything was going to go our way. If the team has a talent level of 600 win percentage and you run 10,000 simulations, if you make the team any better than a 500 team, it pretty much eliminates the possibility that a team that's built to be better could be this bad. Fangraphs also mentioned that in their article. Up the winning percentage at all, the projected one, the talent level, and it literally becomes statistically impossible, not even just less than 1%, but basically not possible that a team goes through a stretch that bad. So the admission there is, I wasn't trying to build an awesome baseball team. I was trying to build a team that won about 82 games or so, got really lucky, had a weak year in the division, and maybe snuck in there as division champs at, 86 wins, 87 wins. And listen, that still might happen. Nobody has run away and hid with the NL Central. The Pirates have played 34 games since the All-Star break. If the Pirates were even a modest winning club, 19-15, they would have 63 wins, and they would be right in the thick of things right now. They would be right in the hunt to win this division still, because nobody can get out of their own way. You remember Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman tripping each other up the court in the 98 NBA Finals? Like, literally stumbling, bumbling, rumbling? That's what the NL Central race looks like. Only one team face-planted and never got up, and it's the Pirates. The Pirates apparently concussed, just ran right into the basket stanchion and concussed themselves, and they didn't even get to trip and fall their way into a division race that's going to yield a team that wins the NL Central with 80, I don't know. If I had to guess it right now today, 87 wins. I don't think the NL Central champs get into 90. That much I'm sure of. You look right now at the standings. St. Louis is 65-57. They've got 40 games left. I don't think St. Louis is going 25-15 in those games. The Cubs are a game, are tied with them statistically. The Cubs have played 124 games. I do not think that the Cubs, over their last 38, are finding a way to win 24 of them. All you had to be was mildly competent, and you couldn't do that. But again, it goes back and it speaks to what Neil Huntington was trying to build. He wasn't trying to build a 110-win juggernaut. He wasn't trying to build a 100-win team, a 95-win team, or a 90-win team. He was trying to build a team that would linger around 500 like a stale fart all season and hope that right around this time of year they would get on a little run and push themselves into the playoffs, which is a remarkable indictment philosophically of this front office. The Houston Astros laid down the blueprint for every team, small market or otherwise. I know they've made some big market financial moves. There's no doubt about that. The Astros lost 100-plus games three straight seasons. They tried to be as bad as they could possibly be, with the goal being to build a team that, when things started to turn, wouldn't just turn into an 85-77 squad, would be a world destroyer. Look at what the Astros are. They're 79-46 right now. There are two teams in Major League Baseball with a better record, the Yankees and the Dodgers. Two. They didn't try to build. They didn't set out to build 500 teams. They set out to build juggernauts. Teams that would kick the crap out of the opposition. Teams that wouldn't just win, they would win in dominant fashion. Neil Huntington did not set out to build that. "10,000 computer simulations and this kind of a losing skid only happened 8 times." Well, that's good. I don't know how you hear any of that as a fan of this team and come away thinking this is the guy to lead, to rebuild the Pirates on the fly. This is the guy I want making personnel decisions anymore. I wrote this for the Beaver County Times. You know what? I'll say this. We'll save this for later, for coming up next year. I wrote something for the Beaver County Times that, frankly, I would not write lightly. I would not just write it in a flippant fashion just to get it out there and say it because it sounds good. I wrote something for Sunday's Beaver County Times before I even knew what Neil Huntington was going to say on his radio show that now rings true to me more than ever before. And it has to do with the owner of the ball club. And there is precedent for what I suggest. I'll explain what I mean when it comes to Bob Nutting and when it comes to mid-season messages, let's put it that way, coming up next. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates, fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly and follow us on Twitter at 937thefan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations, North Huntington and the North Hills. We're live at Redbeard's on 6th Street downtown. Up next, I'll tell you what should be done with the Pirates right now at a very bare minimum that we really haven't seen or heard in over a decade. It's the PM team. What's at Stakes brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the perfect steak every time. All right. So we've heard the Neil Huntington 10,000 simulations comment, which baffles me that he thought that this was a good idea. I said it was a little bit defiant. He wanted you to know how unlikely this was, that a 500-level team as far as talent goes on a run this bad 8 times in 10,000 simulations. So there's a little defiance there. This team isn't that bad. I think everybody knows they're not 7-27 bad, but that's beside the point. As he said at the end of the clip, they are what the record says they are. And it's a real thing that happens, simulations or not. But he wants you to know they're not that bad. And so we've heard that. And the subtext there that's very bad is that Neil Huntington basically copped to building a team whose talent level is right around 500, which is not anything anyone wants to hear. It's not anything that anybody would want to acknowledge, I would think. That makes me think of this. Here's a quote. After, I'm just going to read this. Quote, after 8 months of listening and analyzing the situation, it has become clear that this decision was necessary to move our organization forward. While there are many bright spots for us to build from, I am not satisfied with the overall performance and progress that has been made. I'm committed to building a successful organization, and this is an important step in that process, end quote. That was Bob Nutting in September, on September 7th, 2000. When he fired Dave Littlefield, despite having previously said that he was going to wait until after the season to make a decision on Dave Littlefield's fate. So evidently, Littlefield making one of the worst trades in team history, the Matt Morris deal, which is right now being strongly rivaled and pushed by the Chris Archer deal. The Matt Morris trade, coupled with the fact that a month and a half before that, Dave Littlefield had traded or had signed and drafted and brought in Danny Moskos, who he thought was probably going to be a good reliever when Matt Wieters, a switch-hitting catcher who was like the big-name prospect available to the Pirates at that point, when Wieters was available and they drafted Moskos, that was bad enough. The Matt Morris trade sealed it. And little more than a month after that trade, Bob Nutting, again, having said previously he was going to wait till after the season to make a decision on Dave Littlefield, said enough's enough, I've seen all I need to see, and cut him loose. They had an interim GM, and it proved that is a proof positive statement, and I wrote this for the Beaver County Times. That proves that things can get bad enough in a given season for Bob Nutting to say, hold on, enough is enough, and publicly excoriate, at the very least, or fire one of his employees. It's true. And I believe Littlefield, if memory serves, had another year left after that season on his contract. I believe, because he had signed a one-year extension. I have to go back to the original story. But it would behoove Bob Nutting, I think, at this point. His general manager is talking about computer simulations when the team is this bad. I think this is the time where, even though we know that he does not, Bob Nutting, like to speak really during the season. I think we haven't heard from him since spring training, and I don't think we're supposed to hear from him until either very late in the season or right after the season. It would behoove him to say something right now. He doesn't even have to fire anybody. It would behoove him at the very least to say, like, simulations or not, this is very bad, this is unacceptable, there will be changes, the specific nature of which have not been yet determined, but there will be changes. I'm not saying that this would, like, change the perception, maybe, of nutting around town, but I think people would appreciate hearing that the owner's pissed off. Yes? Assuming that he is, of course. We have to assume that he is. But it would, I think people would in a small way say, good, I'm glad he said something. Good, I'm glad he ripped into them. More silence does nothing. And there's precedent from 2007 for Bob Nutting not only speaking out in the middle of a season, but acting decisively and dramatically. Think about how foreign it would seem right now for Neil Huntington to be fired midstream. You probably wouldn't know what hit you. That would be one of them. It would be a seismic event. Bob Nutting has done it before. We have, at the very least, reached the point in time where he needs to say something. Where I think it would be in his best interest to say something. Where letting fans know that the mood in the owner's box is just as negative as the mood in the seats, it would be a valuable move. And it would curry some small degree of public favor for him. He would be the guy that people would be seizing on saying, see, not everyone here is talking about computer sims. I still can't get over that, I'll be honest. I still cannot fathom in what universe anybody, Neil Huntington, anyone who, if he ran the quote by anybody, I cannot fathom who thought it would be a good idea to point out that the run of bad play is actually pretty unprecedented when you consider 10,000 computer simulations. The other indictment is, see, other people say, oh, and you build a 500 caliber team talent-wise because you've got financial constraints, and maybe that's true to some measure. It's possible. Neil Huntington's proven it. It's possible on a smaller budget to build a team considerably better than that. Because if you just act like it's the finances here that are at play, you're ignoring the fact, you're ignoring that there's talent procurement, amateur talent, so draft, there's trades, there's everything else. Think of the guys that have gone out in trades. Meadows, Glasnow, Shane Boz. It isn't just about signing players or being able to pay market rate. That's part of it, but it's only one part. Drafting, developing, all those things help you build a team whose talent is considerably out of whack proportionally in a good way with its payroll. And Neil Huntington hasn't done that. They have gotten stale in every conceivable way. They're doing nothing novel. They seem behind the curve. That all falls at his feet. That's on his plate. That's his purview. That's why he gets paid money, to whatever the circumstances might be, build a winner and build a talented team, and he hasn't. But it is an unprecedented run, an unlikely run. Just listen to what the simulations tell you. 7-27 in your last 34 games, but hey, you wouldn't believe how unlikely this was when I ran it through the computer. Computer, spit me out a 7-27 run. No, I guess it would be spit me out a 4. I don't know what how many times in simulation 7-27 in your first 34 came up after the All-Star break. 8 times is 4-24. Could be a totally different simulation number for 7-27 because theoretically it would be more common. You've gone 3-3 in your last 6, so things are getting better. They're looking up. If I were a Nationals fan in town for this game and I saw a couple of them around town, I would feel awfully confident that my team, which, by the way, is in a wild card, well, actually is in a wild card spot right now, 1.5 games up on the Cubs and the Cardinals, I would feel very confident that my team was going to continue making ground. All right. That's it. I've had it. I can't do it. I've had all I can takes, and I can't takes no more. A couple big thank yous. Len Semplis and everybody here at Redbeards on 6th Downtown always treat us fantastically well. Craig behind the bar, a lifesaver, a godsend, recommending the hot chicken and then bringing copious amounts of water when his recommendation was A, well taken, but B, very hot. Steve and Jules here are team on site. Engineering and Craig Riley, who has done yeoman's work back at the studio. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, a big thank you to him as well, as he provided some interesting insights on the Antonio Brown helmet situation. Right now, for a NASCAR Roving preview show, we've got your Greg Brown lineup, and it's brought to you by Great Tasting, Less Filling, Miller Lite.
Adam Frazier, Brian Reynolds, Arte Parte, stand up and ring your bell for Josh Bell.
Colin Moran, don't you know?
The Milkman,
Kevin Newman,
Elias Diaz,
Trevor Williams.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.